From Washington, this is VOA News. Hello, I'm Steve Miller. Spain's deputy prime minister said the government would hold an emergency cabinet meeting Wednesday after Catalan lawmakers signed what they called a declaration of independence from Spain.
The government cannot accept that the Catalan law of referendum is valid because it has been suspended by the Constitutional Court. The Catalan regional government cannot display the results of October 1st because that was an illegal act, a fraudulent one, and without the minimum guarantees.
Catalan President Charles Puigdemont said Catalans had earned the right to independence, but said separatists would delay implementing that vote for several weeks to give dialogue a chance. Thousands of people went on strike and marched through Paris and other French cities Tuesday to protest against President Emmanuel Macron's economic policies. While Tuesday's demonstrations were largely peaceful, a small group of protesters skirmished with police at the end of the march in Paris. Nine public sector unions called for the nationwide strike. The unions are angry at a plan to tighten rules for sick leave, freeze salaries, and decrease the number of public sector employees in the next 5 years. Mexico's richest man, telecom magnate Carlos Slim, said that reconstruction from two destructive earthquakes last month will create jobs and spur growth. He announced that more than $100 million has thus far been raised for relief efforts. Tens of thousands of homes and apartments were destroyed and will have to be rebuilt following the September 19th magnitude 7.1 earthquake, which killed 369 people, and an earlier, even more powerful quake that struck southern Mexico on September 7th that was a magnitude 8.1. This is VOA News.